don't like how the other boys talk about people, but it's hard to stand up to them by myself. I'm the only Christian.
But you're not by yourself. You have Jesus with you all the time. Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Sometimes it's scary to stand up to people who are saying or doing things that are mean to other kids. If you ever find yourself in that situation, you can remember this. Jesus can help you be brave. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 says this, "Do not fear, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "The Nail and the Toothpick." Several boys on Diego Street were at it again, making fun of people in the neighborhood. Diego stood there, hating it all, but saying nothing. "Do you get it?" asked one of the boys, when Diego didn't laugh at his joke about an elderly woman who lived nearby. Diego swallowed hard. "I have to go," he sighed as he walked away. "Why didn't I tell them I don't like how they talk about people?" he thought. "It's not easy being the only Christian kid in the neighborhood." Diego was so wrapped up in his own thoughts, he didn't see Pastor Barros until he smacked right into him. "Oh, sorry," said Diego. "Where are you going in such a hurry?" asked the pastor, who was fixing the fence in his yard. "Nowhere, just getting away from the guys." Diego hesitated. "It's really hard to stand up to others all by yourself." "Yes, it is," Pastor Barros then took a toothpick from his pocket. "You're like this toothpick. Here, see if you can break it." Diego took the toothpick and broke it easily. "You mean I'm weak? Not strong enough to say anything, right?" He sighed. "Yeah, I know I am." "Oh, but look." Pastor Barros took a nail from his toolbox and held it out with another toothpick. "Hold the nail alongside the toothpick and see if you can break them." "I can't do that," said Diego. "I'd have to break the nail. That's impossible." "Well," said the pastor, "like I said, you're like a toothpick, but you're like the toothpick with a nail beside it." Diego frowned. "But who's like the nail then? My parents? Or you? I'd feel much stronger with one of you around, but you're not always there." "No," said Pastor Barros, "but Jesus is. Trust him to help you. He's always there to give you the strength you need to do the right thing and treat others with love and kindness, even when you're the only one doing it." Diego looked at the nail. "Yeah, I guess you're right." "You know, I gave this same lesson to Lucas Cardoso yesterday," said Pastor Barros. "Lucas?" asked Diego. "He lives just a few houses down from me." Pastor Barros nodded. "He's having trouble with the other boys, too. You see, Lucas thinks he's the only Christian in the neighborhood." So how about you? Do you have trouble standing up for what's right? Jesus will give you the strength you need. With his help, you can find the courage to refuse to take part in sinful things. You can find the strength to defend those who are being mistreated. And when you do, you may even discover there are other Christians around. You can encourage them to depend on God for strength, too. Our key verse is Philippians 4:13.
"I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me."
And our key thought today, be strong in the Lord. When you're eating lunch or doing homework, do you just like listening to silence, or do you want to listen to fun music picked out just for you? If you chose music, then ask your Amazon Echo to play Keys for Kids Radio. Listen to music from Seeds, Family Worship, Hillsong Kids, and Yancey, and stories like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. Turn up the awesome at home just by asking Alexa, play Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.